The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward.
And here they come. Yay.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are. All right. How are you? And you? You're doing well? And you? Yeah. All right. So from Genesis today, we heard a story about God making Adam and then eventually making Eve. All right? It's an amazing story, and it all begins because Jesus says it's not good for us to be alone. All right? So it's not good for us to be alone. And so what we have in that story, I have this picture. I love these pictures. Here we are. See? See, we have Adam and we have Eve. All right? And there they are. And how are they standing? What are their arms doing? They're up here like this. That's it. For all of you in the crowd, there you go. All right? Their hands are like this. Okay, so they're made to be in relationship with each other. But their hands are like this because they're supposed to be in relationship with God too. It's thanks. It's receiving. It's give it to me, Lord. I need it. I need you. So that's the goodness of creation. We are made to be in relationship with each other. Well, because all of those things happened at creation too. All right. There we are. Got to get it all into one picture. All right. So you happened to Adam and Eve, and that wonderful relationship they had, sin happened. Sin. All they're thinking about is themselves, and we become selfish, and we become all of these things. Okay, once again, for all of the crowd, there we are. See? But their arms change as well. Instead of being up like this, they're down like this. You better not. There we are. And that happens in our lives, too. We can sit there like that, or other people can, and they tell us, and sin enters our lives. And instead of being in this wonderful relationship with each other and with God, we sin. Of course you can tell me something. He did. Well, that's awful, and it'll be okay, all right? I'm sure that did, because it does hurt. There we are. All right, so there's an answer to sin. Do you know what that answer is? Do you know who that answer is? That answer is Jesus. Because Jesus comes and he serves us. Jesus comes and he loves us. Jesus comes and he feeds people and washes feet. He heals people and he listens. Jesus shows us that if we can't have our hands like this all the time, what we need to be doing is reaching out to each other, working together like we have in that a wonderful circle around there. Okay, once again, here we are. See, there we are. Jesus is the answer to our sinfulness. Jesus is the answer because Jesus shows us exactly what God's love is always like. And we have hope because of Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming to us, for living for us, for showing us what God's love looks like. Help us to reach out to each other in help, to find strength, so that together we might live your kingdom. We give you thanks for this day, Lord. Amen. You guys have a great morning, all right? Falling asleep, is that what you're doing?